Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Kanan Lidor is a contributor to JNS Europe. He's a correspondent for Chai FM. We wanted to chat to him about the hostage deal. Kanan, a very good morning and all the best for 2025. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you.
We've been chatting on air this morning and, of course, yesterday as well about the hostage deal. And, of course, there's no doubt about, and you know, here's the disclaimer, there's no doubt about the importance of the release of these hostages. Nothing in Israel or nothing in the Jewish world really can continue without it. That said, there seems to be a bit of a bittersweet feeling around the fact that it's a ceasefire, not a surrender, that it appears as though Hamas still holds some cards or some strength in Gaza. What is the general feeling around this?
Well, I think the general feeling, and that maybe goes to why this deal is seems to be going through despite its lacunas, its failures that you just referenced, is of relief. I think Israelis have been conditioned by culture and media to really expect and put their lives on hold, in a manner of speaking, until those hostages return, which is why we're seeing a deal with staggering prices, really. Few Israelis would be opposed to Hamas retaining any claim, you know, to some sort of achievement in exchange for the hostages. That's worth it. But you have to differentiate between symbolic claims such as we fired rockets until the very first of last moment, or we're still in control of parts of the Gaza Strip. Yeah, okay, you can't really totally dismantle it. I think there's an agreement on that. But things like Hamas's control of the Philadelphia route, the Philadelphia corridor, under this new agreement, which is the border between the Gaza Strip and Egypt, the fact that Israel won't be controlling this under the framework that we're seeing now, that's already cardinal. That's already a game changer, because this is how Hamas was able to arm itself in the first place to the degree that it had. And this is its lifeline. This is its oxygen pipe. And we're leaving that open. This was considered unthinkable. Many deals, at least four that I can think about, fell over this. Then there's the prices in terrorists. 1,300, another staggering number. And what do we get in exchange? We get 33 hostages. We don't even know whether they're all alive. And of course, the minute we do that, those who remain are immediately much more valuable and probably going to require even more greater concessions. This is why we saw the Tikva Forum, which is a forum of hostages' relatives, speak out, a bit more hawkish, speak out against this deal and urge all members of the government who have opposed previous demands like this to pull out of the government.
What is the expectation now in terms of the days after? Has that been spoken about in terms of this current deal?
Well, Blinken, the U.S. Foreign Secretary, has spoken out about the need to, he's released some framework of a vision for the day after that involves the Palestinian Authority having some sort of role in governing Gaza going forward, which suggests that Israel won't be controlling Gaza in the day after. But so far, this is in the distant future. Right now, we're talking about a time frame of 42 days for the first stage of this deal that I mentioned, and then we'll see. But definitely, the Democrat Party would like to see the PA take over Gaza. That's no secret. Whether Trump would agree to that is anyone's guess. It is possible that the reason that Israel is accepting the terms of this deal that it had rejected several times before is pressure by Trump, because the Democrat, the administration of Biden is in no position to pressure Israel. It's gone in a few days. So we have to assume that the source of the power that's making Israel take this deal could be in Washington, but not yet in the White House.
What does this mean in terms of the coalition?
Well, it is very likely that Ben Gvir, the national security minister from the deep right Jewish Strength Party, and Bezalel Smotrich, the finance ministry of religious Zionism, pull out of the government over this. Indeed, the Zionist, the religious Zionism has said that it will not vote for this deal, and it might topple its support of the government. But Bibi has shored up his coalition. Netanyahu shored up his coalition a few weeks ago with by joining in Saar from the center-right party, which means that even if those parties pull out or vote against the deal, with support from outside the coalition, this could pass and the government could even hold.
It'll be very, very interesting to see how this plays out. What do you anticipate the general feeling amongst Israelis is going to be once this is officially announced?
Well, I do think that there will be a general feeling of relief and contentment. I think people will actually celebrate this. I won't be one of those people, as maybe you can detect from the tone of my voice.
I can.
But but generally speaking, if I'm honest, I think that this has been an open wound.
For sure.
And Israelis can console themselves in great military geopolitical achievements. They will. And this will make the bitter pill easier to swallow.
That is where we leave it. Kanan Lidor is a contributor to JNS, Europe correspondent to Chai FM, talking about the hostage deal. It's just gone 8:30. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.